This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lex, how is Succession on HBO going?
Oh, guys, I love this show so much. Wow. You cannot blink during it, though, because you'll miss something.
Really?
Yes, just the dialogue is so good. The way that the siblings talk to each other just cracks me up. And you just don't know where they're... the alliances and the allegiance, who are they going to go with? It's Dad versus Kendall. And that's he's the oldest son. Mm-hmm. He's the one that kind of went rogue, and even he's kind of a little like, whoa, what did I do? But he's there, and he's just kind of going for it, and he's trying to convert his siblings to be on his side, and of course, Dad is counting on them to remain with him, and so it's just this huge rift in the family. Succession is about the Roy family. They are a media mogul family, and they have TVs, channels, and...
Like the Murdochs.
Like the Murdochs, yeah. It's newspapers,
kind of based
the whole
on them,
thing.
Isn't it? But reimagining.
It yeah, a little yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some.
No one will admit to that, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid to.
Yeah, and so even in the third season, I've loved the show throughout. I didn't think it had a sophomore slump at all. And now there's two episodes of the third season, and it is just as good. You just don't know what's going to happen. The things that they say to each other, you are just. Wow. And even within marriages, there's weird stuff going on. So,
ooh, like what? Do tell.
Well, there's one couple that has completely split up, but because of all of the media that they are getting from this, they're kind of almost forced to come back. And the only way that she'll do it is by cha-ching.
Oh, boy.
And security.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then there's like Kendall, he's at his ex-wife's house. Because that's the only safe place for him to kind of have his headquarters. And so there's some weird things there because his girlfriend comes over.
Oh, for God's sake, this is a mess.
So there's that. And then Chin, who's the daughter in the family, her husband, their relationship is very weird. Always asking, do you love me? Do you love me? So there's, let alone all of the business stuff, there's all of this interplay of just the different characters and who wants to be like the rooster.
I guess we got to come back to it. Colin and I ditched out toward the end of season one. We're talking Succession on HBO, which returned for its third season if you just clicked over to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll come back to it because you're one of many, as I've said, that loves this show.
Oh, wow. It's, yeah.
I know.
It's really
good. B. Arthur loves it, right?
Well,
she does
Dawn,
watch it. Yeah.
Not a selling point, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not Dawn, if you're trying to convince me.
I don't know.
Yeah, she has decent taste, I guess.
Does. Yeah, she's the one that told us about Orphan Black, which that was a great show.
The devil says it's great.
Yeah. 5 stars.
Satan's endorsement.
Yeah. 5 brooms. Yeah.